One word can change your life. One word can make the difference between success or failure. One word can influence your today as well as shape your tomorrow. Here's our host, Dr. Craig Lauterbach.
Welcome back to another episode of One Word. In this podcast, I'll be talking about the final link that enables God's power to connect with humanity. Without it, there would be no Pentecost, indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and New Testament. In fact, the plan of God would have come to a complete standstill. So what is it? The Ascension. On Good Friday, there was a crucifixion. On Easter Sunday, a resurrection. Then 40 days later, what took place? The Ascension. Dr. Steve Mathewson states, "The Ascension is crucial, and it's life-changing and eternity-changing for us as believers." So why is the Ascension so significant? It's the miracle that would bring heaven down to earth. The first person to see Jesus following his resurrection was Mary Magdalene. She had gone to the tomb early Sunday morning to grieve. After arriving and finding it empty, she thought someone had taken the Lord's body. This is when she sees a man, supposing to be a gardener, then asks where she can find his body. Calling her by name, the gardener reveals himself as Jesus. Overwhelmed with joy, John's Gospel, chapter 20, verse 17, describes what happens next. "Jesus said to her," speaking of Mary, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers, and say to them, I am ascending to my Father, your Father, to my God, your God." Twice Jesus references the Ascension, and Mary was the one he had chosen to share this message with the disciples. Mary's testimony was unbelievable, and at this point, she was the only person who witnessed the resurrection. And in addition to this, she's then talking about his ascension. This was a lot to take in, but thank God Mary was persistent. It was her relentless tenacity that motivated Peter and John to go and see for themselves. Indeed, Jesus had risen from the dead. But why was this ascension so important? Because without the ascension, there would be no church. The resurrection of Jesus established his authority over the kingdom of darkness, and the ascension of Jesus established his authority over the kingdoms of men. Because of the ascension, the church was born, Pentecost released, the message of the gospel preached, and the promise of the rapture, the blessed hope we are waiting for yet to come. Jesus had to ascend in order for his kingdom to descend. The Lord's Prayer references this in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." His ascension was the fulfillment of this prayer. Because of the ascension, you now have a spiritual inheritance at your disposal. Look at what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. "And God has raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Now you need to comprehend the magnitude of this verse. Because of the ascension, your position has changed. The moment you were born again, a spiritual transformation took place, causing you to be co-crucified, co-buried, co-resurrected, co-ascended, co-seated, and co-reigning with Jesus Christ. And this is why every Christian possesses resurrection power and ascension power. In closing, God wants you to start walking in the benefits of the ascension. Well, that's it for now. And until next week, remember to choose your one word wisely.
Thank you for listening. One Word is a weekly podcast with best-selling author and pastor, Dr. Craig Lauterbach. Make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Join us next week for One Word.